Welcome to the Futile Podcast. If you want to reach us, you can send us an email at futilepodcast@gmail.com. Our website has changed. We are now www.graniteseed.com/futilepodcast.
It's not complicated.
It's not complicated at all.
You know what I want to talk about? That movie with Ashton Kutcher where he... What's that one called?
I don't know. Is it the
Vegas?
One? The one with Amanda Pete?
Yeah.
And they discover that they love each other all
along. I watched
along.
That this weekend. That movie's awesome. Yeah.
You know, I watched...
he sings to her?
Yeah.
I
guitar.
Forced myself to watch last night...
Maid of Honor?
No. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider
and
the Whip?
I had just taped it, and I decided, you know, I'm just going to watch this last night. And I turned it on, and right from the start, it was terrible. It was like... It was painful to watch. And a few points, I kept like yawning and looking at the clock and being like, you know, I should just kind of stop watching this.
But I didn't do it.
Oh
man,
it was terrible.
It's a great story.
Well, you wait for Sam Elliott, and you think maybe that'll be cool, and then they just flush that down the toilet because it's like then he just shows up
and Wes Bentley being the bad guy. What a terrible actor! I thought he was okay in American Beauty, I guess, but.
What the hell was he in? Wes Bentley?
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He was the American Beauty kid who was the drug dealer.
Oh, that kid? Yeah. He played the main bad guy in Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Peter Fonda also, who was...
Yeah, who's the devil or whatever.
And Blackheart was his son or something like that.
That sounds stupid. I think Ghost Rider's kind of just a dumb comic book character, though. I never really cared about it. But yeah,
I don't know how it made so much
I'm
money.
The same sort of. It didn't make that much, did it? As a comic,
it made like $165 million or something like that.
Maybe just because,
like, and that was after that was just after a certain amount of weeks of its run. Can I help you?
I was just looking at what you were typing, Jordan.
I just typed Peter Fonda. I'm getting a picture of Peter Fonda.
What was that movie called? Do you remember? Will you look it up?
Which movie?
The one with Ashton Kutcher and Amanda Pete. Is that her name?
We should have saw Swingboat. I tried to get Ian to go to Swingboat instead of...
Because the seniors in front of us were going...
Super Swingboat.
Two seniors.
That's supposed
Swingboat.
To be terrible.
You know what, you know what though? It's still good. $12.
Yeah, I heard that.
So it's not cheaper for seniors.
No.
Did you see Dating Sarah Marshall? What is it?
No, I didn't see the Sarah Marshall one.
What?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That was so good.
It was really good.
I feel kind of like I... Missed
you're
out on that one.
You're lesser of a person, probably. Now.
It was really good.
Was it as good as A Lot Like Love with Ashton Kutcher?
It was better.
You really
I saw it on TV, though. So
you saw, yeah, it's probably edited out all the... Like,
it was PG-13, what they edited.
Yeah.
They edited people saying...
they edited doe-eyed bat
You actually
lashings.
Watched the whole movie?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I had it on TiVo, so it took me like 10 minutes to watch it. Seth
and I watched.
He doesn't actually know any lines.
We watched Troy one time in 20 minutes when he TiVo'd it on.
I watched all kinds of movies in 15 minutes or less.
I don't even know how you do that with a crappy movie like A Lot Like when do you know to stop and check the scene out? Like, oh, this looks interesting. She's throwing a bowl at him and they're yelling.
Did you watch where he was singing to her in her yard, in her courtyard?
I saw it.
What did he sing? Did he sing In Your Eyes by Paul? Green grass.
Didn't he? It wasn't something he wrote himself or something stupid like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's a musician in it.
No.
Did he have Adam Sandler write it for him?
Mm-mm.
That was the cute part because in the beginning she was like, didn't want to date him because he didn't play guitar.
And so he learned for her.
Yeah, like 4 years.
But he learned crappily.
4 years later, learned how to play like two chords.
I'm glad you can appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's really cute because, you know...
Real close to home.
It goes to show that she's such a superficial bitch that's what all she really cares about. So he's like, okay, I'll do it. And he's a broken man at the end.
They're older bitches.
Exactly.
Wow. So, you watched it really fast on TiVo. It wasn't one of your Civilization movies on the weekend. It wasn't one of your post-beer hangover,
no,
I'm going to play Civilization in the dark.
The beginning of it was.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
I definitely want to talk about...
sex?
The Mummy when
let's talk about
Blaine
sex.
Gets back. And, well, I guess you're going to be gone.
You know,
I guess we can record the Mummy thing. I really do think it's worth talking about because I...
Well,
I really hated watching it while it was going on.
What are you talking about?
The Mummy.
The third one?
Yeah.
I thought the second one was
awesome.
Really boring, and the first one
was
kind of boring.
There was some incredible stuff in the third one. For instance...
It's because the Scorpion
For instance, this one part, this Chinese girl runs up and says, scream something in Chinese, help us, please help us. It's in subtitle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then instantly a bunch of crudely, like, crayon-drawn Abominable Snowman run down and start helping them beat up the bad guys, right? So that's, you know, that's preposterous. But then after this big, huge fight scene, they blow up this big thing and they're trying to keep Jet Li off some dome where he's going to put some rock, and there's these guys these bad army guys that are working for him, and they slaughter all them, right? And then Rick O'Connell, Brendan Fraser, gets stabbed. And so they make a...
tourniquet?
A stretcher for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows them, like, on the side of a mountain, like, trying to get up to Shangri-La, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who's carrying the stretcher?
The Abominable Snowman.
A couple of Abominable Snowmen. Nice. They're just hanging out with them, I guess, from now on. Because things like that. Like, you know, like, did they pay them? How did they coerce these? They can apparently speak Chinese.
How did they negotiate with the Abominable Chinese
and
Snowman?
And here's another thing that bothered me. At one point, a Chinese soldier comes running up, an Abominable Snowman, a Yeti, kicks him.
Yeti, if you will.
And he goes flying through two spires of a thing, right? Kind of like a field goal.
Uh-huh.
And directly following that, another Yeti pops up next to him, and, like, I don't remember if they high five, but one of them goes like this, does the field goal. So, and I was thinking, so this
are you
is set.
Fucking kidding
no,
me?
So this is set sometime in the 50s.
Right.
This one is. This is supposed to be later.
And you're a football expert, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, did they know that means field goal?
Yeah, I know, but did they know that in the 50s?
Well, here's
is that
thing.
Anachronistic,
oh,
is
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
saying?
No, no. They're always the uprights.
Okay. But did they do that like as like a way
to
signify? So,
you know.
So it's not historically
anachronistic. What I thought would have been more interesting is, so it shows them with the stretcher, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, we just stop following the boring archaeologist murderer people.
Yeah.
And then we go off to the life of the Yeti, because they obviously have TV that links to American football games.
They know about that.
And I just want to see them sit around speaking in Chinese to each other and discussing their day, and someone says, hey, I need you to go get the laundry, and he says, not now, I'm watching football. And you just see, I just want to see that the last hour of the movie should have been just a day in the life
of
the
Yeti,
hanging out, drinking some tea, and
watching football.
Yeah, because they were just human, except for they were, like, 12 feet tall and had
and horrible computer-generated visuals.
So they basically looked like Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long way to go for an Ian joke.
Adorable.
Here's the second thing that was really probably
takes
the best
a lot
thing
off
about
my
the
mind.
Movie. The best thing about the movie was this. There's these of the two bad guys that raised Jet Li from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is this general guy, and he's got this lieutenant sidekick girl who's in love with him. I guess they're in love. They kind of make a brief mention of that, and. There's a big final fight. There's all these fake mummies fighting other fake mummies. And then...
there's no real mummies in there?
No, they're all fake mummies.
Okay.
They're all
there's a bunch of mummies?
There's
multiple mummies?
There's about probably 40 or 50,000 mummies.
They kicked up the mummy count. And
they did.
At least they did that.
And so anyway, these bad guys are on this, they're on their jeep, and they're zipping through this desert trying to get to the big final fight area where the guys are all waiting for Jet Li. And as they're doing this, the guy who's helping out Rick O'Connell flies in low, and the British comic relief brother guy who's been in all three of them, the older guy, he's got a gigantic, let's say it's an atom bomb, right?
Okay.
It's a huge orange bomb, and he pushes it out of the side of the car, or out of the plane, and it lands on the car and completely just disintegrates and incinerates. It's a massive, huge, like almost mushroom cloud explosion, destroying the car and everyone in it and anyone within like a mile of the car, right?
Okay.
So then 10 minutes later, there's a fight going on in this final room. And the two bad guys, the general and his lieutenant from the car, pop up. And they've got like a little bit of burn marks on them.
Yeah.
And they survived that. And everyone in the theater started laughing like it was like they were watching a Bob Hope movie or something like that. And they pop up. And like one of them takes a swing at one of the good guys and falls into a water wheel. And then the lady who's in love with him goes, no, I won't let you die, and she jumps into the water wheel too. And then they both slowly get crushed by the water wheel. So they had
a wooden water wheel trumps.
they survived this incredible explosion from this amazing bright orange bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Only to pop up. They allowed them to do that just so they could pop up a few minutes later and have them fall unceremoniously into a water wheel and die. What was the point of that?
Sounds like that's a big question for the whole movie, maybe. So you didn't get what's your name?
Where are they
going
to go
right?
with the fourth one, though? Where can they go from
I don't
there?
Know.
Space.
I
mean,
go to space.
In space.
Take it straight
no,
to space.
Rachel Weisz wisely
decided, nah, I'm too good for this.
Mummy's in the hood.
Maria Bello played her character, the same character, and she just did a fake British accent. It was awful. Terrible British accent.
Was it worse than John Voight's accent in Anaconda?
Which one?
No, it was worse. John Voight's at least was entertaining. Which one? Which accent?
Speaking of which, did you guys get your Baby Geniuses 2 out of the way yet? So no. You can figure out that thing?
We're probably going to... We should probably spring one of these nights on you one night with Baby Geniuses 2.
Oh, boy. Yeah, everything's got to be sprung on me. I like. There's always these conspiracies to things to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
There's no conspiracy. What are you talking about?
It's more of an evil plan.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was a plot.
Was it involve me being embarrassed?
No.
No, it involves you being angry and probably trying to leave.
I'm not going to do this.
I wasn't going to watch it. I was just going to go upstairs.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about? Watch what?
Well, the other thing you wanted to watch.
Thank you.
The
other
thing you
wanted to watch. Ah! I guess I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Apparently not. Mm. So, sounds like the most... You know, I'll be honest. I saw one of the trailers for it, and I thought it looked awesome. Kind of fun. But I didn't like any of the other ones, either. I've seen it all... They're all kind of boring to me.
The one with The Rock was good.
Scorpion King 1. Not Scorpion King 2, with that other guy.
The Rock's just, like, the best actor ever.
I don't mind DTRJ.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. He just goes by Dwayne
Hey,
Johnson.
I have good news. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's that?
Jenna Jameson, mm-hmm. You know the porn star. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant.
Oh, great.
Is it going to be like a three-headed baby?
I don't know.
Like with Tito Ortiz.
With her boyfriend, who is like an ultimate fighter.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
Nice.
Any good news?
Was that what was on your phone? Did somebody text you with that? Mm-hmm. Immediate. Do you
I
pay for
earlier.
A service to tell you that?
Earlier.
What is she? She's got to be getting up there.
She's in her
like 60s.
Late 30s, I think.
30s, yeah. She's still hot.
Well, she's not. She looks disgusting.
No, so, she doesn't.
Yeah. Looks like a tired porn star.
She looks gross now.
Are you going to Wikipedia?
I'm just going to see when she was born. I'm guessing 60...
7?
No, 74. She's only 34. Pretty good.
That's all the good news I have for today. You're welcome.
I don't know if that's necessarily good news. I mean, we're talking about a future...
It's the only news.
...child of pseudo-celebrities that are
anymore.
Broken up and all that stuff.
She's not doing porn anymore, Ian.
She directing it? That's usually what they do if
no,
they make it that long.
She wants to become a serious actress.
Good luck with that. She should be in the Mummy 4.
She should. Heard Tracy Lords, right? What's gonna happen?
Not on Google. Like
you turn your filter on.
Yeah,
if you do
turn
like,
the filter back on.
How am I supposed to see
exactly.